Elk hunting with a twist. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Sean Cairns and a buddy from the Marines were out elk hunting, and there was a bit of a twist in the story. Let's get into that right now.
Something to bear very much in mind, Sean is a right-handed shot.
And it was a foggy day, and we got to the farthest point we were going to get. We turned around, we're going to come up a couple different draws and work our way back towards where we parked the truck, found an area that looked like it would be decent. Come around a point, he cow called for me, and we could hear something right below us, about 50 yards, and this bull brush, real thick, can't see through it. You could hear just something moving. Every time he'd cow call, you could hear a bull pick his head up, look our direction. You could hear his antlers in the brush, but there was no way you could see him. So we sat there for probably 30 minutes or so, and we got as set up as we could, hoping that this bull would try to circle us, try to wind us or something. He never did. He wouldn't move. And about 30 minutes into it, bailed off into this brush, tried to spook this thing out. We didn't know which way he was going to come out or anything. We were hoping he was going to come right at me. Steep little hillside, he went down off the side of this ridge. The bull was running up the other side of the draw, so I started shooting. And I'm using my dad's rifle, because my rifle, I hadn't shot in 10 years. Came over, tried to sight it in the day before the season. My scope went bad on me. So dad let me use his gun, which is a left-handed bolt.
You're shooting right with a...
We thought the left-handed bolt would slow me down, but it didn't.
What a guy and what a nice bull he got.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.